For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
A few years ago, we could all still hit the TV. Remember that? Search your mind, search your heart. You remember. If the TV didn't work, boom, you could smack it around a little bit. We had the power. We were rough with our technology. I had a Game Boy growing up. When the Game Boy didn't work, they told me to spit in the Game Boy. DVDs, scratch, lick the DVD. You'll be fine.
Wake up call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, live from Disneyland, and I am very much not Gavin.
No.
Nor Kevin.
Mm-mm.
Kevin went to Japan.
That is right.
And Gavin just went sick.
Yeah, Gavin got COVID.
So I am here at Disneyland with Katie.
Yes.
I am D'Lo, who there's a, yeah, of the cat.
Yeah, of the cat. So you are on two of our sister stations, mm-hmm. ESPN and 102.5.
And I start hanging out with you and get invited to Disneyland.
Well.
Been on ESPN for 4 years. Been on KSFM for a year.
Yeah.
I hang out with Katie for a month and I get invited to Disneyland.
Well, do better next time.
I mean, timing was perfect
right.
Because Kevin left and
right.
Gavin got sick.
When you got the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a somebody,
mind you, I got the call like 2 days ago, so it's not like we prepped for this. It was like, oh no, Gavin's not feeling well. He can't go to Disneyland.
What
well,
you doing?
Yeah,
you're busy.
Yeah, it wasn't even the most flattering thing. It was like, look, buddy, we got a Disneyland trip coming up, and there's literally no
body?
One else to go. There's literally nobody else to go.
Okay, so it didn't feel like using a sports reference here. It didn't feel like you got called up to the big leagues.
Oh, that's cute. As if hosting a 4-hour talk show isn't the big
it's
leagues.
It's not as big as going to Disneyland.
Well, it's not as big as being on the wake up call. I get that.
That's not
this
what
is
I
a
was
very
saying.
Big deal. No,
I
this
was
is a big deal.
That you get to come.
I got recognized because someone knows the
we're
cat.
Get there.
No, I get that. I know we're going to get there. I'm just saying.
You got
it's a big deal when you're on the wake up call with Katie, Gavin, and Kevin.
Kevin. You are new to being a Disney person.
Oh, very, very new. Let the record show we are wearing matching shirts right now.
That you brought.
Well, that's because I didn't want to leave it up to you. I would rather pick out the mat. If we're going to wear matching shirts, I wanted to be able to pick them out.
Okay, because you didn't want me to go to some Etsy shop.
Correct.
And have shirts that said D'Lo and KT, and then like with some sort of circle around that, it would say like... first Disney trip 2024.
Yeah, no, that's not. We didn't need that. We just needed a nice, stylish Mickey shirt, and we got that.
Oh, we did get that. I'm just saying, don't knock it till you try it.
Well, I'm not knocking it, but this is fun.
Yes,
it's great being here with you.
It's been very fun having you.
And I'm sorry Gavin can't be here.
He is sorry, too.
Oh, I know.
he's been very closely monitoring us.
He is.
And making sure that he is as involved as he can be, which he will actually do for many people's Disney trips. Mm-hmm. It does not have to be work-related.
Okay.
He will be in somebody's business if they're on at Disneyland or especially Disney World. And he'll be up in their DMs. Hey, just make sure you go to invest it.
Well, that's okay. He's a good Disney person.
He is a good Disney person.
He is a good Disney person. So we get to kind of document this journey together.
Yep.
And talk about it. I'm excited to do a show with you. This is fun.
Oh,
this is
that's
exciting.
Nice.
This is a big deal.
I'm
like the idea of D'Lo and KT. That's fun. Not everyone will get the reference, but I think it's really fun.
Well, we can explain the reference. Your ESPN show is called D'Lo and KC.
Correct.
And I had the bright idea.
Yes.
That we,
because you're frugal, so you thought, look, we already got all this D'Lo and KC merchandise.
Right. We just get a Sharpie.
Yep.
We scratch out one letter.
Yep.
The money we would save on marketing materials.
It's a lot.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you're welcome.
So we are live from Disneyland. It's D'Lo and KT. It's the Wake Up Call here on 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call live from Disneyland, 106.5 The End. I am D'Lo. I get to hang out with Katie today. Gavin, not feeling well. He'll be back soon. But he couldn't make the Disneyland trip.
Correct.
So I got that honor.
It's been a lot of fun.
No, it's been a blast. We will tell you all about our various activities over the course.
Adventures.
Yep. Yep. There were...
There were some highs and lows.
Well, it started the second the plane landed.
Yeah, so for those people that have been following along at home, two of my foster cats I decided to name after you and your ESPN co-host. Mm-hmm. And I named the teeny tiny kitty cats D'Lo and KC.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some accusations lobbied at me about why I named them that.
To be clear, there was one little light furred cat and one little dark furred cat.
And... Right.
Yes. No, I got it.
Okay.
I picked up. Yeah, okay. I knew the second you texted me to tell me you had two cats named D'Lo and Casey. That one was a little
darker,
light fur cat, and the other one was a little dark fur cat.
Right. So, sadly, Casey...
No longer with us.
...is no longer with us. He had some problems that
The cat. Casey the cat is no longer with us.
Yes. Yeah. And we won't get into all the gritty details.
That's good, because it's...
Because we're at Disney.
It's early.
Right. Yeah. But he is no longer with us. However, D'Lo Cat, thriving.
Yeah.
Looking more and more like you every day.
Oh,
I have to say.
I love it.
So we took a Southwest flight out here very, very early. And as we are getting off the plane, it turns out that there were Wake Up Call listeners sitting behind us.
Directly behind us.
Right.
Yes.
And they introduced themselves and we got to talking to them. And I introduced you.
Yes. And the young lady looks at me with the biggest smile, like her eyes light up. It's like the emoji with the hearts. And she said, D'Lo, like the cat. And I realized that after 4 years on ESPN and maybe 16 years in Sacramento.
Yeah. On the air.
On the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'm now known as the cat.
Well,
it's quite a humbling moment, by the way.
Okay, so I was going to ask if you felt honored.
I don't know that honored is the word that I would use.
Okay.
I mean, it's very sweet.
It is, right?
And I know you have such a dedicated like fan base who picks up on stuff like that. But it's just fantastic that
now what you're known for.
Yeah, I'm the guy who
named
the cat. Yeah. Yeah. It's sweet, but it's like, wow.
You don't feel like, okay, let's maybe reframe this. Let's look at this a different
way. Do you know I had a top-rated morning show on KSFM for like 5 years?
I know that.
I've had the biggest sports show in this market for 4.
Right.
And I'm the cat guy. Like, you recognize that, right?
I do.
Okay.
I think that we could reframe this.
Okay.
I think that think of the new fan base that is now, you're part of their world. You're part of their zeitgeist. You exist to them now. I don't like to say it like that. Let me take that.
No, I like that because I believe that's all true.
Yeah.
But it's not until they know the name D'Lo and they realize the cat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to get a shirt that says D'Lo the cat guy.
Oh my God. Can we get you a D'Lo the cat guy shirt? How about it just says D'Lo cat?
Do you know the Kings made the playoffs last year? I was in front of like 17,000 people. None of it matters. The cat guy. We hadn't even gotten off the plane yet. Not.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be known for a lot worse things.
Do you know I do TV every week? Like, I literally do TV every week.
I have to tell you something. I did not know that.
All right.
That turns out other people didn't either.
No. All right. Well, it's the cat guy with Katie. Gavin is out ill. Kevin is in Japan. We are live in Disneyland. We are so happy that you are here with us on the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Live from the Disneyland Resort, it's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I'm D'Lo from KSFM, from ESPN 1320. I'm very obviously not Gavin, but I'm here with Katie, which makes me very, very happy.
Oh, thank
the
you.
The best Disneyland tour guide imaginable.
Believe it or not, Gavin.
Disneyland Resort tour guide, yes. Because you've taken me through California Adventure
as well.
You seem to know your way around all of Anaheim.
At least these two parks.
Yeah, you did
and,
a great job.
And Downtown Disney.
Didn't navigate LAX too well, but once we got here, you got
right.
it.
Right. I mean, believe it or not, Gavin's a better tour guide, but you stuck with me.
Well, I'll take it. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. You're very new to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to really encourage people to come to Disneyland for the Christmas holiday. But right now, we are in Halloween time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the parks are decorated for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but during Halloween time, that's when the villains come out.
Yes, the Boogie Oogie Bash. We went over this.
Oogie Boogie Bash.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Right. But the other villains...
Who I just learned was a villain. I didn't realize Oogie Boogie was a villain.
No, you didn't. But yeah. Also, all of Nightmare Before Christmas, it seems to be a mystery to you. But
yes,
you're going to watch it. We're going to get there.
Yes.
I wanted to kind of test your...
Oh, this is going to go great.
Okay, I'm going to test your villain knowledge, but understand, these are going to be easy, okay? You don't need to, like, know a lot about the parks or anything to get these right.
Okay.
I just want to see kind of... where you're at.
Okay, got it.
Who is the villain in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Okay, we're off to a very good start. Okay.
Today, I am smarter than Katie.
Very good. Who is the villain in Cinderella?
I know this. I know this. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Think of the story.
Oh, if Gavin was here, he'd be doing it. Okay, 3 seconds. I don't. Oh, Cinderella. It's not the Wicked Witch. I don't know.
No. Okay, so it's Wicked Stepmother.
Oh, the Wicked Stepmother. So it was Wicked something.
She was Wicked.
Do
sure.
I get half a point?
I'm going to give you no points.
All right.
Okay, but we're going to move on. Snow White.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Evil Queen.
Okay.
She looks in the mirror.
Yeah.
Nope. Not.
No.
That's fine. Okay. Alice in Wonderland.
I don't know. I know Scar.
Okay, so that's Lion King. That's,
yes.
Here's what surprises me about you. You were once a child.
I was.
Okay. Just an itty bitty D'Lo.
I was. Yes.
And you didn't watch any of the Disney classics.
I didn't.
Okay. Let me.
So here's how. Like. I can tell you what villain wrestled Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 3.
Okay.
Can you? Can you tell me what villain wrestled Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 3?
You know what? I can't. And you got me there.
See?
Okay.
What about WrestleMania 4?
I was too young.
Same one as WrestleMania 3. What about WrestleMania 5? See, you can't. You don't know that.
Here's the thing. I think you do know some of these.
Okay.
I think you know it's the Queen of Hearts is the villain in Alice in Wonderland. Off with their heads.
So in my world, the Queen of Hearts is Owen Hart. And that's not a reference that you get.
No.
But we just lived in different worlds.
Okay.
Even though we went to the same high school
together.
We
did. How about Aladdin?
Mm-mm.
It's Jafar.
I would have never known that. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, the last
you could name 1,000 movies.
The last one on my list was going to be...
Is it The Lion King?
It was going to be Lion King, but you already got that
one. Scar. Okay. I got that one.
So we got 2.
And a half. Right. 2.5.
Okay, 2, because you said the word Wicked.
Kevin would go, I will allow it. That's what he would say if it was, are you smarter than Katie?
2.5.
Yes.
Still failed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but you're learning.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Well, give me a list of movies to watch, and I'll watch them.
Okay.
Well, okay, A Nightmare Before Christmas is first. That's the first thing I'm going to watch.
Okay, okay. And then after that, I mean...
You don't have to do it live.
Okay, we don't
have to. We can figure this out. We can figure this out later. You don't have to, like...
Okay, good.
Come up with
give it some thought.
Yeah, give it some thought, okay. And we'll get it figured out.
Okay, sounds
all
good.
Right. All right, it's the Wake Up Call, live from the Disneyland Resort on 106.5.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort. D'Lo, so happy to be here with Katie because Gavin is out ill.
Yes.
He'll be back soon. Gavin, very disappointed he's missing the Disneyland trip.
Of course.
But he's been kind enough to let me step in and have some fun over the last few days. It's been very enjoyable.
We have had fun, huh? Yeah. And Kevin's in Japan.
And Kevin is in Japan, yeah. Yes. He's not talking to any of us.
Nope.
And
nope.
I don't imagine he will for the next several weeks.
Yes. Yeah, he won't respond to our texts.
No.
You know, we wanted to go over, you don't have any kids.
I do not.
You are new to being a Disney adult.
Very.
Okay. So what are some of your favorite things about Disneyland as a non-parent?
So you know what I think it is? I don't think being a parent matters.
I totally agree.
Because, like, the biggest adjustment for me is I don't really know a lot of the stuff here.
No.
So, like,
that's
you don't
true.
Have to have kids to, like, love Star Wars.
Right.
But I don't know Star Wars.
No, you don't.
I've never seen a single Star Wars movie.
No, I know. You've never even seen a single one?
No.
Star Wars, and even I've seen some.
I've never seen a single Star Wars movie.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
I need you.
No, that's fine.
I think that's called a microaggression. I think you have to understand you take a certain tone sometimes that's like, okay, this guy, he is a dummy.
This idiot.
That's what it feels like.
Well, that's
you
not,
have you have a very
I mean.
This idiot tone.
But I'm gonna work on that.
So much of this stuff is enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's just enjoyable as like an adult, as a person who just loves Star Wars, as a person who loves Disney. Like
But you're saying you can enjoy it without being those things.
Yeah, absolutely. You might not understand everything.
Sure.
Like, when you get into the ride of Star Wars, you might not understand exactly what your responsibilities are.
I don't really know what a smuggler's run is.
You might not be totally clear why the people suddenly in the happiest place on Earth are being a little mean to you.
Well, that is because we are part of the resistance.
No, I got that.
Okay.
I understood that.
Okay,
but
yeah.
That's because I was
were
paying
mad
attention
at us.
To them. They were not happy.
Right, yeah.
They were not happy. I mean, I think we had to save the world. And I think we did.
Yeah.
End of the ride.
Sure.
I mean, we're here.
Okay. We're all here.
We made it.
Okay. So was there anything else about the park that was surprising? Parks. We've been to both.
Yeah.
You know, California Adventure.
It's crowded. Like, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And but it's not that bad.
No, God, no.
It's
no.
not as, like, oh my God, there's, like, it's crowded. There's a ton of people here. But it's not, like, awful. And I don't like crowds.
There's also ways to do it. I mean, Disney is so smart in how they set their app up and using lightning lanes.
Right.
And, you know, there was...
Which I'm very familiar with now.
You are very familiar with now. Yeah. And so, and of course, there are going to be times in the park when it's like, okay, if it's right before a parade... Getting in and out of the park, it's going to be a little.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
tighter, right? So you just need to know these things. And then by using the app, you know what all the times of everything are. So you just kind of adjust.
Well, what you need is a Katie. If you have a Katie, you're in good. If you, yeah, I recommend everyone get their own Katie, because you walk around this park like you know, like we're at the office, like you know just where to go all of the time. And you could be leading me to the desert for all
I
know.
When we first got into Disneyland, you said, you really know how to get around this place?
Yeah, you're so just navigating.
Better than you could ever imagine.
Just navigating everything. So that's a strong recommendation.
Okay, so bring a Katie.
Bring a Katie.
Okay, get the app.
Get the app.
Okay. Lightning Lanes.
Lightning Lanes is a plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll
save your attitude more than anything else.
Sure.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable attire for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you making that face?
I'm just saying maybe you dressed a little fancy the first.
Okay.
The first. Anybody wants to go to my Instagram at Katie Wake Up Call for his fit check.
Okay. So this is the portion of the show where we're doing this.
Okay.
It's there for those who want to see it. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Alexa Garcia is with us. Now, before we dive into, like, everything, you were privy to the conversation which we just had.
Yes.
You've picked up on the fact that I haven't been to Disneyland before.
Yep.
I don't have kids. And I'm not necessarily, like, a Disney adult. And what is your, like, as you overheard that whole conversation, like, what's, like, the thing that stood out to you about that?
Well, first of all, I am also a childless millennial, however you want to say that. So how I have enjoyed and connected with this place has been something really cool just growing up. And I think one of the great things that we do is there's experiences for anyone, any kind of background. And to your point, you don't have to know the story in full in order to enjoy it, right? I mean, you could even just love it as an art piece, right? And just the engineering behind some of these attractions.
Oh, or, absolutely.
Or the, you know, the performances that just pop up around the
resort.
We
saw Spider-Man.
Right?
Oh, yeah. We saw Spider-Man.
We saw Spider-Man.
For everyone. Yeah. Truly all ages. You know, I love coming in with my cousins who have kids or friends who have kids, but then I also love coming in with just my fiance or our friends.
Absolutely.
And we just, you know, enjoy a day around the resort.
Yeah,
so,
because when you come here with kids, it is a different experience.
It is, yeah.
Your focus shifts, but like it has been fun just being D-Lo because we get to do it a completely different way.
Yeah,
and then seeing it through the eyes of a newcomer is a beautiful thing.
Well, and one of the great things, too, is in a way you get to experience it, your inner child kind of comes out, too, as
for sure.
You go and you play and explore and you know, experience things.
Yeah.
Which is really, really great.
What can you share with us about the holidays?
Okay, so now my job is to convince you to come back for the holidays.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
I don't think you'll have to do a ton of convincing.
You're convinced. You're good. Okay, great. Well, when you come back, then, Festival of Holidays is returning to the Disneyland Resort in Disney California Adventure Park. It is one of my absolute favorite things that we have because it's this beautiful culmination of different cultures and the way that they celebrate the holidays. And, of course, one of the best ways to do that is through food, right? We've got amazing chefs that pull some incredible dishes together at our festive foods marketplaces. They're all different themes, so you can kind of get an idea of what you might want to get. I always recommend getting the Sip and Savor Pass, which helps you'll get either 8 coupons or 4 coupons, depending on what you want. That's new. And you're able to then have the marketplaces scan it, and you can pick, you know, items actually from any marketplace on the pass. So it just helps
it's
you kind of navigate the festival really, really well.
And is that in both parks?
This is Disney California Adventure
Park. Okay,
yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So all of that's going to be over there. Viva Navidad is also returning over in Disney California Adventure Park. So as you keep going through the festival, that's going to be in the Paradise Garden Park area.
Okay.
Near Paradise Garden Grill, which is one of my favorite places to go for food. The menu is always incredible, but during this time of year, during the holidays, I absolutely love it because it's a blend of different Latin American dishes. Mm. So, yeah, really.
When do
really
the holidays like officially start?
They officially start November 15th. So, coming up soon.
And is that the same time as Tiana's ride.
It is.
Off.
We're just doing a big,
that's a big
celebration,
day.
Big kickoff for everything.
I love that. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming and chatting with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
For she enticed you to come back.
Oh yeah, that I just want to come back with you.
Okay.
I'm gonna need it. Look, it's either gonna be you or Eddie. Someone's gonna have to show me around this thing.
I heard it. You got to bring your own Katie, right?
You do.
Download the app.
Yep. Yep.
And I forgot what the third matching shirts. Well, you guys already got that down. You're good.
Well, that's the one thing I was in charge of. Because we would look very different if I let her pick out the matching
shirts. I wanted to get something printed from Etsy, and he said, absolutely not.
I'll just go to Nordstrom's.
We'll go to Nordstrom's.
We got it. We'll make it work.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort. Gavin is out today. He is not feeling well. He missed the Disneyland trip. He is very, very upset about that.
Sure. Understandably.
Kevin is in Japan.
Yep.
Living it up.
We think he won't respond to our texts.
Well, and I think that was by design.
Yep.
And I'm D'Lo.
Yes,
and
you are.
I get to hang out with Katie.
Do you want to say D'Lo from ESPN?
No one cares. I'm D'Lo from the Cat. We've
right.
established this already.
D'Lo Cat.
I'm the person that the Cat was named after.
But people can also find you on.
I do have a radio show that it is.
You too.
I do have two. Yeah. I have a talk show on ESPN 1320, and I do the afternoon drive show on KSFM 102.5.
This is, however, basically your first time at Disneyland. You have been here one other time, but it was just for a couple hours.
Right.
Which is such a weirdo thing to do, but...
It was a last minute thing.
I know.
Yeah, it was not. This is the best way to describe this is my first Disneyland resort experience.
I would agree with that. Okay. Now, one of the things that you've been fortunate enough to be here for is the Haunted Mansion has the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay on it.
Correct.
Now,
can we point one small thing out?
That you keep calling it the Haunted House?
And you would become infuriated with me over that.
It's called the Haunted Mansion.
So you're right, but can I tell you, when I saw that, I thought it was one of those things where we were going to walk through it and like skeletons were going to jump out and scare us. That's what I thought it was.
No.
I actually thought that all the way until the point we got
in there.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I just didn't tell you.
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Yeah, I can see that. You're really not pleased with my lack of Disney understanding.
It's not that. It's not that. It's just you weren't committing some things to memory. Anyways, so we get to Haunted Mansion. And
you realize you've given me a lot of information these last...
I understand that.
All right. Okay. I just want to make sure.
I don't want to give you information. I want you to inform me now.
Okay.
Okay. Not having seen The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Which is going to change. I'm going to watch it this season.
Okay,
I'm
very excited about that.
I promise to do that.
Okay, yes. Having seen it in Haunted Mansion now, can you tell me what you think this movie is about?
I've always been extremely confused because of the decorations that people use. It's in the title. But I always thought this was a Halloween movie.
It's really hard to tell if it's... I think it's both.
But people use these
passionate
as, like, Jack as a Christmas decoration, too.
Yeah, I have a Nightmare Before Christmas tree. I have two Christmas trees. One of them is Nightmare Before Christmas. All the ornaments are, like, black or white.
How many trees do you have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Right. But one is specifically for that.
And it's just black ornaments?
Some are purple and some are white.
Do you have a jack?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How tall is it?
Oh, no. I have jack ornaments.
Oh, jack ornaments.
Right. But for Halloween, we know people that have...
So, can I ask questions as I try to frame? Is Jack a bad guy?
No, he is. He's a confused
person. Why was everything in the Haunted Mansion so, like, scary? Because, if this is a Christmas movie, that's a scary Christmas.
Okay, it is, and that's the problem. He is the king of Halloween, but he is kind of having, like, a crisis of conscience. So he means well. You're supposed to be explaining it to me.
I don't understand what's happening. There are skeletons.
He's trying to do Christmas, but he is from Halloween Town. So he doesn't know how to do Christmas.
Is that really the name of the place? Halloween Town?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when he is trying to do Christmas, he is doing it in the same way the Halloween town would. So the presents are scary, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know there's Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what do you...
Is, okay, Boogie Oogie...
The Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie is from A Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, who is Oogie Boogie?
He is a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
They had a party here named after a bad guy? They had the Oogie Boogie party last night.
No, Oogie Boogie Bash.
Okay.
Yeah, not Oogie Boogie Boogie.
Okay. All right. Is there a difference between a bash and a party? Is a bash bigger?
Yeah.
Like, if we had a Katy birthday party, you'd be disappointed. But if we had a Katy birthday bash.
Yeah, yeah, that's
okay.
Better. Yeah.
I got
okay.
it.
Okay, so Oogie Boogie is a bad guy.
Yes.
And they kidnap Santa.
Oh. No, this is dark. Okay.
You didn't pick up on that part.
They
kidnap him.
Okay.
And then that's why Jack puts on...
So Jack is like trying Santa to suit. Step in for Santa.
Yes.
Oh.
But he doesn't know...
He just doesn't know how.
Right. Because who he is at his core is the king of Halloween.
I can't
you
wait.
You need to be true to who you are.
I cannot wait to see how this movie ends. This is exciting. The ride was very enjoyable not knowing any of this.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not what I was expecting. I thought zombies were going to come from around corners.
No.
And you and I were going to be walking through. I don't know. I thought it was a haunted house.
I know you did.
Oh, I don't like the way you said that at all. I do not like the way you said that at all. It's the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, live from Disneyland. Obviously, I'm not Gavin.
Nope.
I'm D'Lo. I get to be with Katie today, which I'm very, very excited about.
Thank you.
Kevin is in Japan. Gavin's not feeling well. He'll be back very, very soon. But I've got to spend the last few days with Katie in Disneyland. It's been a blast. She just spilt coffee all over the computer. And so, which...
I can't believe you're saying.
Wiping it up again isn't going to help. It's already, we're here. We're still on the air. That's all that matters.
I did suggest, should I just turn the laptop upside down?
Didn't think that was the smartest thing to do.
Don't do that.
No, just let it sit there. And when you have to give it back to engineering, just say, I don't know what happened. Like, it just stopped working in Disneyland.
Well, I am so glad that you are making sure that there is an audio recording of what happened.
Yes, why is there a creamer, Katie, in the... But that's been the story of this trip so far. Again, Disneyland has been magnificent. We can't wait to tell you all of the, like, amazing stories. Of course, you could follow the journey all over social media, which has been great. But I'm a very, like... together
very
and composed and like I have like plans and like I know like how to do everything.
Some people might call that a type A personality.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I got that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. That's perfectly fair.
Yeah.
That seems to go out the window when I'm around you. And I'm not. So we can like you and I, and we've told this, I've told this story on ESPN before. But you and I have become really good friends over the last couple of months after like 4 years of not talking to each other.
Having no relationship.
We weren't not talking to each other. We just didn't talk to each other. That changed, you know, like a few months ago. And since then, we've become like really good friends.
Yeah.
And I've learned you're a bit of a.
I can't wait to hear what words you're going to use.
Is mess fair?
A bit of a mess, yes.
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
I believe you once referred to yourself as an adorable disaster.
I prefer that.
Okay. It's true.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was hoping the more time we spend together, maybe some of my composure would rub off on you.
Okay.
That hasn't happened.
It's not yet, at least.
No, so I go to pick up Katie. You know, we live very close to each other. It's like, I'll come pick you up. We'll go to the airport. It'll be fantastic. So we do that, and everything is...
Well, okay. Do we want to say what happened prior?
Well, go ahead. That's your business to tell.
Okay.
Mind you, it's a 5:20 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
We're 30 minutes from the airport.
Yes.
So we're looking at about a 2:30 wake-up time.
Right.
Yes.
And so the day starts with me texting you.
Yep.
Asking if you can figure out how to move our flight because I had been throwing up all night.
Yes, you've been vomiting.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
So again, it's 2:30 in the morning. To be clear, it's 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
And the text I wake up, I figured the text was like, hey, just making sure you're awake.
Nope.
Nope. It's, can you reschedule the flights? I'm vomiting. Okay. So I go to the computer. Can't reschedule the flights. Because we didn't book them.
Right.
The wonderful people at Disney booked them for us. And so that was the start. And okay. I said, hey, I can't reschedule these flights. We'll have to go through Disney.
And I said, okay.
Do you think you can get through the travel process and then we'll just deal with it in... When we get in LA, right? And you're like, "Yep, got it, no problem." So I come to pick you. That's the start of the morning,
right?
I come to pick you up, Katie. Mind you, we're going to Disneyland for a day, one day, barely over 24 hours. Checks a bag. So you have a whole different set of responsibilities to deal with when you check a bag.
Okay, this is my time to defend myself.
Oh, do you? Did I say something that needed to be defended?
Well, so I checked a bag. Sue me. Call the Marines. I have a lot of stuff.
So there's good news that ties into you checking the bag that we'll get to in a second. Yeah, actually, there's a lot more to this story.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll tell more. The effect of hanging out with you is not
good.
It's not what I envisioned.
Okay.
Apparently, your aura is far more powerful than mine.
Thank you.
And now I'm becoming a disaster.
An adorable disaster.
Well, we'll explain. It's 106.5 The End, live from Disneyland, The Wake Up Call, here with D'Lo and KT. It's The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from Disneyland. Unfortunately, Gavin couldn't be here.
Yeah.
Gavin's not feeling well, but lucky me. I got to fill in for both Gavin and Kevin.
Who is in Japan.
Kevin is in Japan.
Yeah.
We know that.
You are D'Lo.
I am D'Lo.
Yeah.
Kevin is... confirmed on social media. He is alive.
He will not respond to our texts, but
Well, the text costs money. He told us that.
he was very clear. I don't think that's true.
Do not text me. I don't think it is either.
Right, okay.
But, and we were discussing a few moments ago, like our start to this trip to Disneyland and how you and I have very, very different types of personalities.
Yep. You're type A, I'm like type C.
And I was really hoping over the last few months, if you and I have become really, really good friends, that my personality would rub off on you.
Right.
And that hasn't happened at all.
It's been the opposite.
It's been the exact opposite.
Right.
And it started on this trip.
Okay.
Which, for those that missed it, it started with a 2:30 text that Katie was vomiting and maybe we should reschedule our flights, which we couldn't do.
So.
And credit to you, because you toughed it out.
Yep.
And we got through it.
Rallied.
And on our way to the airport, I'm a little bit worried about you because I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to vomit. I don't know what's going to happen.
Guess what? I didn't either.
But my thing is, like, they've been talking about this Disneyland trip since Gavin got sick for, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I can't mess this
no.
up. This has to go well. So we get to, okay, we got to check Katie's bag. Oh, for those that missed that, Katie checked the bag for a 24-hour trip to Disneyland.
Okay.
And... I go to park in the garage, and I turn the wrong direction.
You went into the wrong parking lot.
Had to loop out, so that was one.
Right.
All right. Looped out of the parking lot, get into the garage, try to get us to the floor, because I want to make this as easy for you as possible.
That's
so
very
we can
nice.
Take the catwalk across,
yep.
scan your boarding pass, get your tag, drop your bag off, keep it moving. Went to the wrong floor.
Yeah.
I never can remember. Definitely couldn't remember this time.
You said, is it three or is it four? It's actually five.
It's five. Yes.
Yeah.
No, thank you for pointing that part out, too.
Okay.
I'm glad that we took made sure that minor detail was told. Okay. Get parked. Get across. Scan your boarding pass to get you the tag at the wrong kiosk.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's a right kiosk and a wrong kiosk.
Yep.
So we got to take the escalator down to ticketing. Take the escalator too far. Because there's an escalator that doesn't actually stop on the ticketing floor. It just goes back out to ground transportation.
Yeah.
Turned around, had to go back up the escalator.
Now, understand, the flight takes off at 5:25.
Mm-hmm.
So what time was it at this? 4:15?
No, it was closer to 4:30 because
I
in the back of my head, I was like, we're checking this bag. We've got that 60-minute marker, which we all know is kind of made up. But
okay.
Who's checking their bag going to LAX anyway, so it's probably fine. We get the bag checked. This was low-key one of my favorite parts that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
We get to the security line, which is pretty deep considering it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Shockingly long.
And I knew I had clear.
Yeah.
You seem to be unsure if you had clear.
Right.
Pre-check. The pre-check thing that you can just go through the line. So I was like, I know I have it. follow me. We're going to fake our way through this. So I do the whole thing where they scan your eyes and it's like, okay, you're good. They do Katie and a picture pops up. She, in fact, does have clear. All right. Got it. Okay. We just bypassed the entire line.
Yeah.
The guy at clear sends us to the wrong TSA part where we get to the TSA and we have to take computers out, our shoes, do all
now,
of this
when
stuff.
You usually do a pre-check, you don't have to do anything.
No, you're directed to a different line where you don't take anything out of your bag and you don't take your shoes off.
Okay. Well,
we were directed to a different line
right.
where all of our shoes
were the normies.
And I'm like, oh, I had buried my computer because it doesn't have a case. I had buried it under like clothes. I had to pull it out. Bag goes through. Sir, is this yours? We need to search it.
Yeah.
Forgot to take the iPad out.
Yeah.
All of this happens in a 25-minute period hanging out with Katie.
And hanging out with me from just the second you picked me up.
The second.
Seemed like things went downhill.
Yeah.
But guess when they got better?
When?
When we got to Disneyland.
Oh, they did get really... We started at California Adventure.
Yes.
It got a lot of fun after that. And we'll continue to tell those stories as Gavin is out.
Yep.
I get to be here with Katie here on The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from Disneyland.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Live from the Disneyland Resort, it's the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End. Can I tell you one, like, small little thing? Because, obviously, I'm not Gavin.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was going to say, do you want to introduce yourself?
Point that out. Yeah. I'm not Kevin. Yeah. I'm D-Lo from ESPN 1320 and from 102.5 KSFM and from your cat.
Yep.
And it's kind of dope. Like, I'm on three different radio stations today.
That is pretty cool.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the morning with you, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then in a couple hours, I'll have a sports talk show.
Yep.
And then immediately after that, I'll be on 102.5 KSFM.
You're kind of a star.
Hardly.
Wow.
After walking around with you, I don't like the way you said that at all. You have to do better with stuff like that.
I mean it.
But walking around with you at Disneyland, like, that's a star. Like, everybody knows Katie.
I've run into a lot of people. Yeah.
Everyone. We haven't gone to dinner. We haven't had coffee. We haven't gone anywhere where someone doesn't come up, hey, girl. Like, it's just like nonstop.
Well, I have to tell you, Disney people, we like to stick together. And now you're a Disney person.
I like it, though. It's been fun.
It has been fun.
I enjoyed. So we got to go to California Adventure at like 8 a.m.
Right.
That was awesome. It kind of ruins the whole experience because when you come back at 4. And you realize there's
a lot more
47 times more people than there were at 8. It's definitely different.
It is different.
But we
did part of the experience.
Like, our first thing was we got on the ride that took you.
Soarin'.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I do want to say some things.
Okay.
So we get on Soarin'. And for those people that don't know, I don't even know how you would describe it. You get lifted up. And then you're like virtually flown.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Right.
And you can smell
the presentation
things.
Is amazing.
It's incredible. Okay. Yeah. But you do get raised relatively high and then you're moved about.
Yes.
A lot.
Quickly.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Yeah. So
now, at one point you leaned over and you said, this is more intense than I was expecting.
Yeah. And that's my fault.
No,
so I'm looking around like, oh, there's a screen. Okay, I know what's going on.
Right.
We're not even going to move. And the screen is just going to get big and it's going to look like we're moving. And then like the thing lifts. And it's like, okay, we're up. We're probably not up that high. And then it keeps going. It's like, all right, we're up a little higher than I thought. And then, you know, the voiceover thing goes, let's go. And then like you're jetting through, you know, the mountains. And I grabbed your hand because I was a little surprised at how fast it was going.
Well, also I noticed you grabbed the handle next to you.
Okay.
Off and on.
All right.
Kind of several times. It is not a roller coaster So I was surprised.
So one, you're a snitch. Two, I didn't actually realize you saw that.
I did see.
I thought it was bad enough that I grabbed your hand.
You did grab my hand.
Makes it way worse that you saw me grab the... And you know what made me stop is the lady next to me wasn't touching anything. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to do it either. So I just put my hand... I realized we weren't really moving.
Ready to be brave.
It was just the screen.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that.
Yeah, okay.
It was still a bit...
It's
surprising.
It is a ride that, like... I, I don't entirely know how they do it, but it is a very full experience. So I understand why you had to just hold on. The other thing we
I really was, hate you noticed that I grabbed the other end. I really hate that. You did not mention that at all until now. I really hate that you saw that.
You're allowed to be whatever you want to be in Disneyland. And if that is just a scared baby boy, then that's fine.
I'm also competitive.
Okay, so you wanted to win at Soarin'?
No, not Soarin', on Cars, our next ride. Oh,
okay, our next ride. Okay, so I may have thrown you off a bit by saying we're going to be in Cars.
Yes.
And we're going to race the car next to us.
Right,
You were excited about that.
Absolutely.
Okay, because racing.
Well, because I was ready to give everyone else in the car a pep talk.
Okay.
Like everyone will
let's all get into
everyone
this.
Will get back in line if we don't win.
Okay, so, and Radiator Springs is so gorgeous anyway. So
yeah,
the whole
nice.
Experience, we were very excited.
Yeah.
But you especially, the racing.
Yeah.
It was a tough situation when you realized we are not in control
None.
Of the cars.
Like, we don't, like, do we push something? Like, no. What do we do? We don't do anything. We just sit there.
Yeah.
And well, hope that
well,
we
don't
win.
You enjoy.
No, it was, but I wanted to win.
We did win.
Those kids kept looking at us like we were going to, like we were losers. I was like, I want to win this race.
And we did. By a second.
Thank God for everybody in that car.
Right, because otherwise...
It could have been a long day. Back in line. We were not going to lose that race.
I am so excited that you've been having so much fun here at the Disneyland Resort.
It's been a blast.
Good. I'm so glad.
And I couldn't be with anyone better than you.
Oh, thank you.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call. D'Lo and Katie live from Disneyland. Gavin couldn't be here.
Yeah.
Kevin is in Japan.
Yep.
So I got to accompany you on this trip, which has been a blast because Katie is Miss Disneyland. Everyone knows her, whether it's like people in the park or people in this room. Everybody knows Katie. And it's good. No, because we started this with you guys making fun of me. That this just,
I don't
like
think
Eddie Collins
yeah,
is with us.
No, we weren't making fun
No, Eddie's
you.
Telling me he's from Guatemala and he's been here a million times and I'm from Sacramento.
Buenos días, y caballeros.
So I'll tell you this because okay. we were talking. Eddie runs marathons. He ran a marathon yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I've been to Disney World. Uh-huh. And I ran the Goofy Challenge.
Nice.
But did you do any of the rides?
Well, no, because I went to Captain EO. That was the only thing I was adamant, like, I have to do.
Remember to tell you something cool about that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
That's the only thing I wanted to do because you had to run the half marathon on Saturday.
Right.
And then the full marathon on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the only other Disney park
That's
experience
it.
I've had.
That's it. No attractions, no entertainment.
Nothing.
No.
We changed this yesterday, Eddie.
Oh yeah, it's better now.
So yesterday was the day.
Yesterday was a blast.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
yesterday
awesome.
Was a blast.
So D'Lo, I've been here 37 years, okay? And people always say, so how do you enjoy it now? And this is a way that I enjoy it, is through other people, especially people that have never been here before. It's so cool to actually, so, I mean, how was it? Was it mind-blowing or what?
No, it was fantastic, yeah. I really had an amazing time, and
that's
a big
so cool.
part of the reason I had a great time was Katie.
Because you had Katie.
Oh, Katie. I know.
Katie is like my own personal tour guide where she'd tell me like where Walt
I'd be
Disney
like,
is
now
pointing.
That light okay yes. uh-huh. above uh-huh. the firehouse yes. let me tell you about
this,
it
yeah. this used to be this and they changed it over in one day like it was like a VIP experience
that's
with,
awesome
with Katie so that
I
was
I just wish Katie had more energy
I know. Better luck next time guys
yeah you
know? I just wish we could go somewhere where she doesn't spill anything but we haven't gotten there yet
I may have spilled onto my computer but
it's fine
but we're no.
to be fair I'm spilling something somewhere all the time. Well, so if it's not the computer, it's something. I told you I love Eddie. When I saw that you were on, I go, oh, I'm so excited we get to talk to Eddie.
Well, you know. When
Eddie started, I believe, as a sweeper. Right?
Wow, check you out, Katie. Yes.
Because he and his friends started together and they wanted to be able to be in all the different parts of the park, not just have to be stuck in one place.
Exactly. God, Katie, I love you. That's
love
crazy.
You
That's amazing. Yeah, totally. Exactly.
That was 6 hours yesterday, by the way, through the park. That's what happened. She'd tell me like why she would tell me why patrons of the park were dressed a certain way.
Oh, there
and
you go.
Like, yeah, no, she knew everything about every individual who was in the park yesterday. It was amazing.
All right, D'Lo, here you go. The holidays. You know, one of the coolest things is the fact that when you come into the park during the day, you know, obviously it's nice, it's sunny, it's beautiful. But as soon as you walk in fact, as soon as you get off the tram, you start hearing the music, you start really getting into it, you feel that spirit. And it's really cool if you get to come with, you know, a family, a loved one, someone, that spirit just kind of gets into you and you start thinking to yourself, oh, this is great, man. This is the time to go ahead and share. And it's that special moment. And, you know, circling back to my kids, one of the things that I like to try and do is rather than giving them a tangible gift, I like to give them experiences, because experiences outlast
forever.
Anything tangible, right? And so, you know, for me, when I come with them, it's so cool to be walking around, take some pictures, you know, obviously document, wow, look how much older they've gotten and so forth. But once you go inside the park and you actually start, you know, you see the Christmas tree there on Main Street, you start seeing things. Now, the coolest thing is the fact that things are so different each time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like, yeah, we've been there, seen it. No, we always like to change it up. I mean, let me tell you something. If we didn't change it up, I wouldn't be here as long as I have been.
I'm sure.
And so, but the neatest thing is that aside from the attractions, aside from the characters and the food, obviously the seasonal food, amazing, right? But it's the entertainment. When you go to watch the parade, and especially, you know, you see Santa Claus in the parade, you see the look on the little kids' faces. It's awesome. You think to yourself, they're so innocent, you know, so pure. It's such a great moment.
But you know what? The cool thing about Disneyland, especially during the holidays, is like you get hit with it even as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, I always say it's magic on top of magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is true. You know, it is kind of funny because you do forget. You know, you become a kid yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start acting, you know, goofy, get some stuff, put it on your head, you know, get a Mickey hat. I mean, throw the diet out the window. I mean, my wife always laughs at me. She's like, seriously, dude, you're going to go for 3 scoops of ice cream at like 10 in the morning? I'm like, stop.
You're like, love
but
you,
hey,
buddy.
Love you, too. Good to see you.
Nice
D'Lo,
seeing you.
Nice to meet you. I'm glad you got the opportunity to come and enjoy this place. I'll see what I can do back up to Neo.
Yeah. My man.
Love it.
Appreciate
Good.
You. Take care.
Thank you.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort. Gavin is out. We don't exactly know when Gavin will be back.
No.
We hope soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing serious. He just has COVID. Just couldn't come.
Yeah, so, but there's protocols that you have to
right,
go through
exactly.
to return to the studio.
Yeah. So we don't know.
It could be tomorrow. It could be next week.
We don't know.
But we'll figure that out along the way as we're wrapping up our time here at the Disneyland Resort.
Yes.
And I've said this all day. You've been amazing this week.
I love you to death. I love you too.
I've had so much fun with you.
We have had a really good time.
Anyone who goes to Disneyland for the first time or for the 1,000th time should have a Katie.
Bring a Katie.
Yes.
Pack
She'll
a Katie.
Talk a lot. Like a lot, but it's a lot more fun. I would have had fun. I don't think I would have had nearly as much fun if I didn't have you.
That's very sweet. I'm very glad that you could be my special guest. My favorite part was when I'd be talking sometimes and you'd say, what? And I'd say, I was just talking to myself.
No, that happened. That happened way more than it should have, to be clear. It happened a lot.
I know that people can't listen to everything I'm going to say. So
I listened
to
a lot of
you
it.
Did.
I zoned out like a time
you
or two.
To.
It was, but part of it was like one thing that I'm sure you figured out about me. I don't really like not knowing where I'm at.
Yes.
And that's pretty much been the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And you've been guided. You've been the GPS.
Yeah.
And you walk with such confidence. It's almost frustrating. Because we're walking and it's like, there's no way she knows where we're going. Like, there's just no way. We're going to stumble across Galaxy World. Like, and she's
Galaxy's Edge. It's still called Galaxy's Edge.
We're going to stumble across Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, this is what I was doing the whole time.
I had a plan.
Walked everywhere.
Yeah.
Quickly with confidence.
I walk at a normal Disney pace.
I don't think that's true at all.
And it's a leisure time for you. I will say this, though. You did better than I was expecting.
So the bar was low.
It was really low. I'll tell you what. The bar was slow.
The bar was slow. Okay. All right.
And you did better as the day progressed. You did get slower. At first, you were fine.
Uh-huh.
You were actually doing really well.
I think it was like excitement and we're here.
Sure.
And remember, we started walking. It was like 8 a.m.
Yes.
Because we took a 5:25 a.m. flight.
So we got here.
You booked the travel, to be clear. That was your idea.
Well, got to get here before rope drop.
But yeah.
And you had to learn what that was. As the day progressed, it did seem like you started power down a little bit. And I noticed you were, like, I'd turn around and you wouldn't even be in my peripheral vision anymore because you were just so far back there.
There were times that you treated me like a child and grabbed my hand as we were navigating lines. So this is a true story. She would grab my hand like I was a toddler and guide me through a particular line until we were in a more open space.
Well, I
and she felt I was safe, she'd let go. This is all 100% true. And you wouldn't acknowledge what you were doing because I don't think you wanted me to notice. It was just like, okay.
There's another thing that not being a Disneyland person, you don't understand is when you walk into a space, for example, when you walk into Haunted Mansion, when you first get in, you have to go to the end of the room so that there's room for everybody else.
Right.
It took you a while to like.
It took me a while to figure out why we were walking into a room after walking out of a line to get into another room to get on the ride.
But it took you a while to like understand that because you're new. So oftentimes I would have to like bring you with me.
Yes. Yeah. Like a toddler.
Or an older child.
Okay, but a child nonetheless is the point. You treated me like a child nonetheless.
Yeah, I didn't lose
you. You know what Disneyland is a lot like? You didn't. I will get home safely.
Yeah.
It's a lot like New York City.
How so?
If you've ever walked around New York, you know who the tourists are.
Okay.
And they're frustrating.
Okay.
I was the frustrating person in Disneyland.
You were great. You were a lot of fun. You're very cute.
Well, hopefully I can come back because this was fun. I want to do this again. I don't want Gavin to get sick.
No.
But
maybe
I know
you can come representing your own shows.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah, but then we can still be together.
Yeah, definitely. So Gavin will be back soon. Kevin won't.
He
moved.
He's
getting his hair cut. He's got a barber and everything.
He found a barber in Japan.
He is living
his
it
best
up.
Life.
But either way, the Wake Up Call will be back in studio tomorrow here on 106.5 The End.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's just like nonstop.
Well, I have to tell you, Disney people, we like to stick together. And now you're a Disney person.
I like it, though. It's been fun.
It has been fun.
I enjoyed. So we got to go to California Adventure at like 8 in the morning.
Right.
That was awesome. It kind of ruins the whole experience because when you come back at 4 and you realize
there's a lot more
47 times more people than there were at 8, it's definitely different.
It is different.
But
it's
did
part
have
of the
fun.
Experience.
Like our first thing was we got on the ride that took you.
Soarin'.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I do want to say something.
Okay.
So we get on Soarin'. And for those people that don't know, I don't even know how you would describe it. You get lifted up and then you're like virtually flown all over the world.
Right.
And you can smell
the presentation
things.
Is amazing.
It's incredible. Okay. Yeah. But you do get raised relatively high and then you're moved about.
Yes.
A lot.
Quickly.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Yeah. So
now, at one point you leaned over and you said, this is more intense than I was expecting.
Yeah. And that's my fault.
No,
so I'm looking around like, oh, there's a screen. Okay, I know what's going on.
Right.
We're not even going to move. And the screen is just going to get big and it's going to look like we're moving. And then like the thing lifts. And it's like, okay, we're up. We're probably not up that high. And then it keeps going. It's like, all right, we're up a little higher than I thought. And then, you know, the voiceover thing goes, let's go. And then like you're jetting through, you know, the mountains. And I grabbed your hand because I was a little surprised at how fast it was going.
Well, also I noticed you grabbed the handle next to you.
Okay.
Off and on.
All right.
Kind of several times. It is not a roller coaster so I was surprised.
So one, you're a snitch. Two, I didn't actually realize you saw that.
I did see.
I thought it was bad enough that I grabbed your hand.
You did grab my hand.
It makes it way worse that you saw me grab the... And you know what made me stop is the lady next to me wasn't touching anything. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to do it either. So I just put my hand. I realized we weren't really moving.
Ready to be brave.
It was just the screen.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that.
Yeah, okay.
It was still a bit
surprising. It is a ride that, like, I don't entirely know how they do it, but it is a very full experience. So I understand why you had to just hold on. The other thing we
I really hate you noticed that I grabbed the other end. I really hate that. You did not mention that at all until now. I really hate that you saw that.
You're allowed to be whatever you want to be in Disneyland. And if that is just a scared baby boy, then that's fine.
I'm also competitive.
Okay, so you wanted to win at Soarin'?
No, not Soarin', on Cars, our next ride.
Oh, okay, our next ride. Okay, so I may have thrown you off a bit by saying we're going to be in Cars.
Yes.
And we're going to race the car next to us.
Right.
You were excited about that.
Absolutely.
Okay, because racing.
Well, because I was ready to give everyone else in the car a pep talk.
Okay.
Like, everyone will
let's all get into
everyone
this.
Will get back in line if we don't win.
Okay. Okay, so... And Radiator Springs is so gorgeous anyway. So
it's
the whole experience,
nice.
We were very excited.
Yeah.
But you especially, the racing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a tough situation when you realized we are not in control
None.
Of the cars.
Like, we don't, like, do we push something? Like, no. What do we do? We don't do anything. We just sit there.
Yeah.
And hope that we win.
You enjoy.
No, it was, but I wanted to win.
We did win.
Those kids kept looking at us like we were gonna, like we were losers. I was like, I want to win this race.
And we did. By a second.
Thank God for everybody in that car.
Right, because otherwise...
It could have been a long day. Back in line. We were not going to lose that race.
I am so excited that you've been having so much fun here at the Disneyland Resort.
It's been a blast.
Good. I'm so glad.
And I couldn't be with anyone better than you.
Oh, thank you.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call. D'Lo and Katie live from Disneyland. Gavin couldn't be here.
Yeah.
Kevin is in Japan.
Yep.
So I got to accompany you on this trip, which has been a blast because Katie is Miss Disneyland. Everyone knows her, whether it's like people in the park or people in this room. Everybody knows Katie. And it's good. No, because we started this with you guys making fun of me. That this just,
I don't
just like
we
Eddie Collins yeah, is with
no,
us.
No, we weren't making
no,
fun.
No, Eddie's telling
you?
Me he's from Guatemala and he's been here a million times and I'm from Sacramento.
Buenos días, damas y caballeros.
Sí.
So I'll tell you this because okay. we were talking. Eddie runs marathons. He ran a marathon yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I've been to Disney World. Uh-huh. And I ran the Goofy Challenge.
Nice.
But did you do any of the rides?
Well, no, because I went to Captain EO. That was the only thing I was adamant, like, I have to do.
Remember to tell you something cool about that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
That's the only thing I wanted to do because you had to run the half marathon on Saturday.
Right.
And then the full marathon on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the only other Disney park
that's
experience
it.
I've had.
That's it. No attractions, no entertainment. Nothing. No.
Oh, we changed this yesterday, Eddie.
Oh yeah, it's better now.
So yesterday was the day.
Yesterday was a blast.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
yesterday
awesome.
Was a blast.
So D'Lo, I've been here 37 years, okay? And people always say, so how do you enjoy it now? And this is a way that I enjoy it, is through other people, especially people that have never been here before. It's so cool to actually, so, I mean, how was it? Was it mind-blowing or what?
No, it was fantastic. Yeah. I really had an amazing time. And
that's
a big
so cool.
part of the reason I had a great time was
because
Katie.
Because you had Katie.
Oh, Katie.
I know. Katie is like my own personal tour guide where she'd tell me like where Walt Disney
like,
is
now
pointing.
That light okay, yes. above uh-huh. the firehouse. Yes. Let me tell you about
and
it.
This used to be this and they changed it over in one day. Like it was like a VIP experience.
That's
with,
awesome.
With Katie. So that was,
I just wish Katie had more energy.
I know. Better luck next time, guys.
Yeah.
You know? I just wish we could go somewhere where she doesn't spill anything. But we haven't gotten there yet.
Oh,
I may have spilled onto my computer, but
it's fine.
But we're good.
To be fair, I'm spilling something somewhere all the time. Well, so if it's not the computer, it's something. I told you I love Eddie. When I saw that you were on, I go, oh, I'm so excited we get to talk to Eddie.
Well, you know.
When Eddie started, I believe, as a sweeper, right?
Wow, check you out, Katie. Yes.
Because he and his friends started together, and they wanted to be able to be in all the different parts of the park, not just have to be stuck in one place.
Exactly. God, Katie, I love you. That's crazy. That's amazing. Yeah, totally. Exactly.
That was 6 hours yesterday, by the way, through the park. That's what happened. She would tell me why patrons of the park were dressed a certain way. She knew everything about every individual who was in the park yesterday. It was amazing.
All right, D-Lo, here you go. The holidays. You know, one of the coolest things is the fact that when you come into the park during the day, you know, obviously it's nice, it's sunny, it's beautiful. But as soon as you walk as soon as you get off the tram, you start hearing the music, you start really getting into it, you feel that spirit. And it's really cool if you get to come with, you know, a family, a loved one, someone, that spirit just kind of gets into you and you start thinking to yourself, oh, this is great, man. This is the time to go ahead and share. And it's that special moment. And, you know, circling back to my kids, one of the things that I like to try and do is rather than giving them a tangible gift, I like to give them experiences, because experiences outlast
forever.
Anything tangible, right? And so, you know, for me, when I come with them, it's so cool to be walking around, take some pictures, you know, obviously document, wow, look how much older they've gotten and so forth. But once you go inside the park and you actually start, you know, you see the Christmas tree there on Main Street, you start seeing things. Now, the coolest thing is the fact that things are so different each time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like, yeah, we've been there, seen it. No, we always like to change it up. I mean, let me tell you something. If we didn't change it up, I wouldn't be here as long as I have been.
I'm sure.
And so, but the neatest thing is that aside from the attractions, aside from the characters and the food, obviously the seasonal food, amazing, right? But it's the entertainment. When you go to watch the parade, and especially, you know, you see Santa Claus in the parade, you see the look on the little kids' faces.
I know.
It's awesome. You think to yourself, they're so innocent, you know, so pure. It's such a great moment.
But you know what? The cool thing about Disneyland, especially during the holidays, is like you get hit with it even as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, I always say, it's magic on top of magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it is true. You know, it is kind of funny because you do forget. You know, you become a kid yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start acting, you know, goofy, get some stuff, put it on your head, you know, get a Mickey hat. Throw the diet out the window. I mean, my wife always laughs at me. She's like, seriously, dude, you're going to go for 3 scoops of ice cream at 10 in the morning? I'm like, stop.
You're like, buddy.
Love you, too. Good to see you.
Nice
D-Lo,
you.
Nice to meet you. I'm glad you got the opportunity to come and enjoy this place. I'll see what I can do back up to Neil.
Yeah. My man.
Love it.
Appreciate
Good.
You.
Take care.
Thank you.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort. Gavin is out. We don't exactly know when Gavin will be back.
No.
We hope soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing serious. He just says COVID. Just couldn't come.
Yeah, so, but there's protocols that you have to go through
exactly.
to return to the studio.
Yeah. So we don't know.
It could be tomorrow. It could be next week.
We don't know.
But we'll figure that out along the way as we're wrapping up our time here at the Disneyland Resort.
Yes.
And I've said this all day. You've been amazing this week.
I love you to death. I love you too.
I've had so much fun with you.
We have had a really good time.
Anyone who goes to Disneyland for the first time or for the 1,000th time should have a Katie.
Bring a Katie.
Yes.
Pack
She'll
a Katie.
Talk a lot. Like a lot, but it's a lot more fun. I would have had fun. I don't think I would have had nearly as much fun if I didn't have you.
That's very sweet. I'm very glad that you could be my special guest. My favorite part was when I'd be talking sometimes and you'd say, what? And I'd say, I was just talking to myself.
No, that happened. That happened way more than it should have, to be clear. It happened a lot.
I know that people can't listen to everything I'm going to say. So
I listened to a lot of
it.
I zoned out like a time or two. But part of it was like one thing that I'm sure you figured out about me. I don't really like not knowing where I'm at.
Yes.
And that's pretty much been the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And you've been guided. You've been the GPS.
Yeah.
And you walk with such confidence. It's almost frustrating. Because we're walking and it's like, there's no way she knows where we're going. Like, there's just no way. We're going to stumble across Galaxy World. Like, and she's
nope, Galaxy's Edge. It's still called Galaxy's Edge.
We're going to stumble across Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, this is what I was doing the whole time.
I had a plan.
Walked everywhere.
Yeah.
Quickly with confidence.
I walk at a normal Disney pace.
I don't think that's true at all.
And it's a leisure time for you. I will say this, though. You did better than I was expecting.
So the bar was low.
It was really low. I'll tell you what, the bar was slow.
The bar was slow. Okay. All right.
And you did better as the day progressed. You did get slower. At first, you were fine. Uh-huh. You were actually doing really well.
I think it was like excitement and we're here.
Sure.
And remember, we started walking. It was like 8 a.m.
Yes.
Because we took a 5:25 a.m. flight.
So we got here.
You booked the travel, to be clear. That was your idea.
Well, got to get here before rope drop. And you had to learn what that was. As the day progressed, it did seem like you started to power down a little bit. And I noticed you were, like, I turned around, you wouldn't even be in my peripheral vision anymore because you were just so far back there.
There were times that you treated me like a child and grabbed my hand as we were navigating lines. So this is a true story. She would grab my hand like I was a toddler and guide me through a particular line until we were in a more open space.
Well, I didn't.
And she felt I was safe, she'd let go. This is all 100% true. And you wouldn't acknowledge what you were doing because I don't think you wanted me to notice. It was just like, okay.
There's another thing that not being a Disneyland person, you don't understand is when you walk into a space, for example, when you walk into Haunted Mansion, when you first get in, you have to go to the end of the room so that there's room for everybody else.
Right.
It took you a while to like.
It took me a while to figure out why we were walking into a room after walking out of a line to get into another room
to get on the ride. But it took you a while to like understand that because you're new. So oftentimes I would have to like bring you with me.
Yes. Yeah. Like a toddler.
Or an older child.
Okay, but a child nonetheless is the point. You treated me like a child nonetheless.
Yeah, I didn't lose
you. You know what Disneyland is a lot like? You didn't. I will get home safely.
Yeah.
It's a lot like New York City.
How so?
If you've ever walked around New York, you know who the tourists are.
Okay.
And they're frustrating.
Okay.
I was the frustrating person in Disneyland.
No, you were great. You were a lot of fun. You're very cute.
Well, hopefully I can come back because this was fun. I want to do this again. I don't want Gavin to get sick.
No.
But
maybe
I know
you can come representing your own shows.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah, but then we can still be together.
Yeah, definitely. So Gavin will be back soon. Kevin won't.
Kevin,
he moved. He's getting his hair cut. He's got a barber and everything.
He found a barber in Japan.
He is living
his
it
best
up.
Life.
But either way, the Wake Up Call will be back in studio tomorrow here on 106.5 The End.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.